Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Shift. This week's episode is with Derek Drescher and Kate Robards. And we recorded this, God, over 2 weeks ago, so I had intended to put it up on Sunday or Monday, but as usual, I am always late with everything, so it's coming up today. And also, but I am on top of things in regards to, I already recorded 3 episodes and they're already in the bank, and 2 of them already up on Patreon. So patreon.com/theshiftpodcast if you want to get the episodes early and if you want to get the video, and then there's solo episodes as well up there, so that's really exciting that I feel a little bit on top of things. Also, just before I get into the introduction of this episode, I want to let you guys know that I will be in Hudson Valley. I will be upstate in November, so check my Linktree for that. I will be in Houston, Texas, 2nd of December, so also check my Linktree. And in January, I will be... Oh, no, sorry. It was meant to be January, but now it's December 29th for Ireland, Crackden, doing my solo show. It's kind of early, but yeah, if you're able to come, that'd be great. But I know it's not like the best timing, but I decided to change my flights to get back to New York for New Year's. And it was also just way cheaper. Like, the flights are crazy. So we're going earlier and coming back early. So hopefully you guys can come. And then... other than that, we're going to release my special next week on YouTube. So we recorded that and taped that over a year ago. If you listen to the album, the special is going to have, the video element of it is going to have the crowd work up top, and it's going to have extra jokes that weren't in the album. So yeah, please go over, or even if you don't want to watch it, just go over and rate, review, all that stuff. That really helps. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it if you can do that. And my Don't Tell, which if you're based in Ireland and you don't know what Don't Tell is, it's, or if you're American and you don't know, or if you're anywhere, but it's basically they have like a big subscription on YouTube and they ask comedians to do like 10-minute sets. And so it's kind of like a mini special or like a very short special. But that's out on their Don't Tell if you want to check it out. And yeah, I need to, for anybody who's already commented on it, and I really appreciate it. I just haven't had time to get around and be like, I literally need to sit down and just like write thank you to everybody. But yeah, so that's all brilliant. And as usual, thanks for your support. This episode, again, like I said, we recorded 2 weeks ago. It's with Kate Robards and Derek Drescher. And Kate and Derek are in a relationship. They're 2 comedians. They talk about that. They talk about being divorced, kind of meeting each other on the comedy scene, moving in together. And Derek has been to prison, so he talks about that too. And Kate talks about meeting his family. And yeah, just lovely, lovely couple. And make sure to follow them everywhere. So I was really delighted to have them on. And the first 20 minutes, we kind of touch a little bit on politics. Now, again, we recorded this 2 weeks ago. So with everything that's going on, things are constantly changing and more information is coming out. So I do know I did quote Aoife in English on something, but I'm not 100% sure that's exactly what she said. So just a heads up. But I was just saying how good she is at articulating her feelings with what's going on, and to make sure to follow her and you know, comment on her stuff. She's just brilliant. But also, she does have whatever she said, she has in a little bubble on her highlighted stories. And so yeah, just in case I misquoted her, I can't remember if I had said exactly what she said, but I just want to make sure that that's clear to go check. But yeah, she's absolutely brilliant. So make sure to follow her as well. And then slightly touching on it, and it was in the context of 2 weeks ago. But other than that, I love you all and I hope you're well. And but the main thing is follow Derek, follow Kate, Derek Drescher, Kate Robards. Absolutely fantastic comics, fantastic couple, and hopefully they have their own podcast. And please rate, review as usual, please. That helps a lot. And share to your friends. And the next few episodes that are already recorded are on Patreon, and they're a lot of fun, and I'm excited to get your feedback on that. And please as well, if you have any advice you want, you know, in terms of dating, sex, mental health, comedy, whatever the usual topics we talk about, like, feel free to write and I'll ask comedians, or if there's guests that you want, that you'd want to hear on this. Also, when I'm back in Ireland, I can always do a couple of episodes with some Irish people. So if there's someone that you're like, oh, I'd really love to hear them on The Shift, let me know and I'll reach out and see if that's a possibility. Or I could always do it over Zoom too. That's it. I love yous. Okay, bye.
Well, like I said, I just use the C word.
The C word's the best.
But as a source of pride, I got into a fight with girls recently at a bachelorette party because I was like, you fucking cunts. And this girl goes, I am not a cunt. I was like, I'm a cunt. You're a cunt. We're all cunts.
Yeah,
like,
we are so... Island.
I'm Irish.
I mean, that word...
I'm an O'Toole.
That word is... are you really an O'Toole?
My mom is Toll, and her last... They were O'Tolls, and they came here, and people were... derogatory to the Irish, so they dropped it and tried to like become American. So it's the Toll. Her name is Toll. Her last name.
That happened in England so much as well. So there's like loads of English people who were actually Irish, but they didn't know, and so it was just because they like try to assimilate, and they were like, "Oh, hello, I am also British," because there was so much anti-Irish sentiment.
My mom is Margaret Toll, and so it would have been like
Margaret
O'Toole.
O'Toole
is like the origin of the ancestry.
Were you raised Catholic?
I went to Catholic school. I was raised just like every religion in the South. So like Baptist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian.
They were just like, we'll just keep you. You guys really assimilated.
Well, it just had a single mom. So she's like, whatever church is feeding you tonight, you know, you're going to go.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go.
But I love Catholicism because it's all witchcraft. It's like...
Especially the Irish. The Irish are just pagans pretending to be Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
The Irish Catholics, yeah.
Yeah, it's... yeah. But here, people who are Catholics are way more Catholic than us. I'm like, I did not go to Catholic school. I did not. And then I went to a secondary school that was like, I guess, non-denominational. I never thought about it. And it wasn't until I was talking to my friends there and they're like, that's crazy. We didn't even think. And I was like, yeah, we had a room that was... a meditation room, and the priest would come, but he would give meditation. He wouldn't do like a mass because there was people of different religions. And people are like, wow, that's so
respectful.
Yeah, but and then I'm always like, what do people think of Ireland? Do they think I just grew up in like a church?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always thought about Ireland. I thought that you guys were like, you like drank, boxed, and went to church. Like, that's
just like watching Martin McDonagh plays. You know, I'm like, everything. It's like alcohol, violence.
Yeah.
Or like In the Name of the Father.
Yeah,
see that movie
I think I saw it when I was small. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
It's also like this. It's the same timeline as when you guys would have been. So I feel like you guys watch those movies or watch Dairy Girls and think that's like today.
Right.
But it's not. It's like Dairy Girls is the 90s, or I don't know when The Name of the Father is, but I feel like it could have been the 50s.
Well, yeah, it was. I think it was probably set back probably in the 70s or the 80s.
But
yeah,
I
think you guys would be like drinking beer and then an explosion would go off. And then...
Well, that's Martin McDonagh. That was the Civil War. And I think people look at that and be like, yeah, I knew they didn't have dishwashers or whatever. And it's like, no, that's like set back in the 1920s.
There's no more troubles anymore? Is there still troubles?
No. I mean, there's been peace for a long time. That's why I think, like, well, firstly, I'm sure for people who live up the north now with, like, Brexit and stuff, their politicians, a lot of them haven't been in government for a while. There's a bit of controversy going up there, but there's no troubles. The peace came after the OMA bombings, which is where Aaron's from, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and something like that. I feel so Irish going to listen and be like, Katie, get your facts straight. I have a book of Irish history over here. But
that you did not write.
What?
That you did not write.
No, but I'm going to read because I feel sometimes when I'm here and I'm explaining things to people, I'm like, it happened like... But no, I remember, like, I was small when the last big bombs happened, that they were like, fuck, we got to get a peace.
So the politicians they have now are younger, so... I guess they're more in tune to like not wanting to continue to live that way and change, right?
I don't know. I think some people say that there's a party there that's like pretty anarchist. I don't really know because I don't follow the politics enough, or I do just of the South.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying there might be a full Ireland soon, but it's more to benefit.
I'll kick the English out.
They won't kick them out. That's the thing.
They've been trying.
Our Prime Minister, the Taoiseach, said that if they So there's like Protestants and Catholics. That's where the and then the Protestants are like kind of like support England or whatever. Right. And the Catholics were a minority for a long time, but they did say that if they couldn't beat them in government, they'd beat them with the pram. I'm fucking up the quote, but basically they just had babies and babies and babies to stop being a minor. Yeah. So technically, actually,
same here. Like all the Catholics I know have a million kids. They don't believe in birth control.
Yeah, but it's also just like a great plan. But then I guess
the KKK has the same one. Like they're just like they're just like propagate. We're gonna.
They don't exist anymore, do they?
Being from rural Texas, I beg to differ.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. You've seen them before? Did you see them growing up?
No, they don't still do the like white sheets. But my friend is a school teacher in the rural South, and she's like, I have a girl in my class named Ari, and I go, that's such a cute name. She's like, no, it's short for Aryan Nation.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. And the school district is like predominantly black.
Well,
Ari is
a Jewish name.
But they're
too.
Also like the if they white like girl. Aryan Nation, none of them are from. A lot of them aren't even from. A lot of them aren't tall, Swedish looking.
Right.
And it's so confusing.
Right.
It is confusing.
And that's the same with like, and I'm not going to get into what's going on now, but to touch a little bit, every time I read people's posts, I'm like, I'm confused because and it feels like that sort of stuff.
Well, that's why as a, you know, a white woman who looks like I'm going to call the cops on anybody at any moment, I just like the good thing is nobody's looking to me for the answers to the world crisis. Right. You know, it's like
I just share like my friends who are from there and whoever like really articulated like good points, and I'm like, oh, that's the least I can do. And obviously, I'm always gonna be like peace, but it's easy for me to say that sitting here
like a beauty queen answer. I want world peace.
I have my thoughts on it, but like I just keep them to myself.
Yeah,
I mean, like
as a Jew.
I mean, yeah.
Are as you Jewish?
Yeah.
He's got his Hebrew Yankees hat. Yeah.
Oh, so when you were saying that earlier, then it was okay for you to say that.
When I said
the Jewish slur.
Oh, little hats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't.
I mean, I guess there are Jews who like don't like being Jewish, that the Jewish community doesn't like.
Wait, who are those?
Like Seth Rogen.
What do you mean they don't like him?
Some like Israeli Jews don't like him, because he's like, I'll never live in Israel.
I mean, but that's... Yeah.
Israeli Jews don't really... They're not fond of American Jews.
Yeah.
Because they look at us like we're weak. Because, you know, they grew up and they had to really fight for what they have there. And everybody goes into the military and they look at American Jews like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why do I want to get involved?
My Israeli friend, who I'm working on a project with,
I love her,
with,
Vered.
She's amazing. It's her birthday, but she always tells me, she's like, they love you in Israel. You come to Israel, they love you. You get so much attention from men. I'm like, what do you think I want to, like... She's like, I bring you to Israel. The men love you. I'm just like,
It does seem like a pyramid scheme, though. It's like the whole like Bert Wright and come here and stay and be in the army. And like, it is very, there's no like, I'm living here and there's no like, if I have kids, come back to Ireland, be in Sinn Féin, IRA. Do you know what I mean? There's no like, it is a strange thing as a person who's outside it, who's of neither religions. To look at, and I followed the history, did you hear me? Sorry, the news for a long time there, just because
it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, and I feel like, do you know what? I feel like Ireland newspapers have reported on it for a long time.
Interesting.
And I think I was reading it the whole time with this sort of different perspective, and I saw what my friends are sharing who are sharing from Jewish influencers or whatever, and I'm kind of going, oh my God, my Palestinian friends do not think that. I don't know why this narrative's been pushed.
Right.
And then, but you know what I'm thinking? They're not seeing, or they don't have Palestinian friends, or maybe they're seeing the extreme, like people are getting different news.
Well, it's propaganda. I'm literally, so I work for kids TV. This is like neither here nor there, but we're doing this media literacy program because on the internet, there's like finding your original sources, you don't have the same like checking your book title or encyclopedia now. So it's like you can get news from TikTok, but what's the original video that people are reposting? Like, you know, if it's coming through your channel or whatever. But those are things that we just haven't learned as a society and as a culture. So you're like even, you know, there used to be like certain media outlets that had permission to go to war zones, and now it's just like any rogue person with a camera, which is great. But then it's like, which ones have bias and which ones, like, what is the real thing? And people are also making money on YouTube, so saying like, I'm on the ground floor. This is just because I've been studying it, but they're like, it's old footage, right? And so you see that and you don't know, like, oh, this original footage actually happened 10 months ago
or 10 years ago
it's,
I think it's something as well that it's going to take a really long time
I mean, tickets are cheap to Israel right now, though. So,
so should we go?
I don't want to go anywhere. I got to America.
The Mediterranean is beautiful.
Do you have your green card? Are you a citizen?
I have a green card. Yeah, yeah. But also not a citizen. So, like, that's why it's also like, and I think too, like, I've seen some people post about some of the protests, and I was like, oh no, I don't think my friends mean that, which right. is interesting, where there's a different narrative being pushed, and I was like, oh god, they definitely don't mean that, but
there's always going to be people who are like extreme on both sides,
yeah, you know, and it's like, I think if you just sit down and talk, but anyway, no, but what I was going to say is that as
and
someone
sing
is
a
not,
song,
yeah,
and a little kumbaya. Irish jig, yeah, and hold hands,
but
kumbaya,
yeah, but as
Lord.
Someone who's not a citizen, it's quite scary to think, like, I would have like a lot of opinions as well, and right. Firstly, my voice isn't important in the matter. Right. That's why I just screenshot and share other people's. Because they're here more articulate. They come from those places.
Right, right.
Which I feel like a lot of people who are here who are not from those places are having massive opinions. And I think it's like, I think only the voices that should
Don't
be heard are the people
up.
Who are, yeah, who grew up or know what. But yeah, someone who's not a citizen, it's quite scary to because you could, I mean... Like, I believe a lot of the conspiracy theories, you can be targeted and you can be like, you know, booted out of, or my friend just, ever since she started posting about Palestine, there's an Irish girl, which actually shout out, Aoife in English, people go comment on her stuff and go share her post, because it's not fair to all
they
of a sudden,
shut her down.
Well, she shared her insights and all of a sudden it was like
dead.
Like barely any compared to, and you don't make money off Instagram in Ireland, so she's constantly putting out free content, and here's the thing, she put out like poems about it, like she made poems and she put out being at a protest, but specifically said in the post, and I screenshot it because I thought it was really beautiful, but I didn't share it, but I was like, oh, this is like a really good use of language. She was like, I just want to let people know I'm at this protest, I'm not against any Israeli, but right now the war is a lot of civilians are dying and they don't have an equal chance here. We need a ceasefire and that will help the hostages. And I think that this is going too far and humanitarian aid, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's pretty fair. So
and
she's
through a poem? She said all that in a poem?
No, that was just on her. She did do a poem too, but she hasn't. I follow her all the time. So she hasn't said anything that was like, kill all, whatever. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything or wasn't like, because I think there's versions of pro-Palestine now. Which is
people are getting fired. Like a CAA executive got fired for posting things, and
there
it's
was
like,
a bunch of students who like I forget was
retracted
it,
Harvard
what,
or Yale.
Yeah, Harvard. They like did this whole. What did they do? They wrote
they
this
wrote
whole.
A letter.
They wrote a letter to.
You know, that's the good education. They're
yeah,
like,
they
we're
wrote
gonna
a, letter
write a letter
to some people who were above them, and then
to the
what,
president
wait,
of the university.
What ended up happening? They started getting like. Blacklisted.
They're like, no jobs will hire them.
Yeah,
like,
that's
ever, yeah.
really.
And
they're like,
they
just kidding. They're like, just kidding.
Really
we did
to
go to this Ivy League school. We want a job. Yeah. I just think of propaganda because it's like in Texas, we don't take American history. We take like Texas history for 4 years. And like, if you say.
You really take Texas history?
For 4 years. The that's first insane. 4 years. So whenever I mean, people were talking about
how
the
much
revolution.
Teach you how to chew tobacco?
Yeah. How much history can there be?
Rope a horse?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, so one of my favorite
rob
history,
a saloon? What
the? Rob a saloon. No, did you know that Santa Anna, who is
the Alamo?
President of the Mexican army, which, we defeated them, not at the Alamo, we lost
Oh, there
that.
Was Irish fighting in that, too.
My ancestors, my yeah. Texas ancestors.
No, but they
Irish.
Fought with the Mexicans.
Okay, well, we
only because you guys were so drunk, you didn't know who you were.
But Santa Anna created chewing gum out of the sap of a tree. So it's like that little fun stuff, but I always think of the propaganda that you like are taught. As
yeah,
a kid.
Way to go, Santa Anna!
And
all
even,
the cavities
okay, so in Texas,
and teeth
it's
that
all
people
about,
have lost.
It's all about football, so. Right? So if I feel like this is a safer place to have a feeling where it's like your football team is everything to you, right?
Wait, do we mean actual football? Or are we talking about soccer?
We're talking about like Texas, just school football,
okay.
And like indoctrination
Mexicans call
of sides.
Oh, Mexicans! Yeah,
no,
I love
football.
Mexicans. That sounds weird to say, but I do. I just
love Mexican food.
Every time you meet, they're so nice, and I've always worked in kitchens. It sounds weird. It sounds like I'm fetishizing. I'm
well,
not.
Yeah,
but just
Irish
really
and
nice
the Mexicans
people.
Do work together a lot in the restaurant industry in this city.
Yeah,
for sure.
And a shared Caliente. History as well, and they're both Catholics, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of Catholics. But what I was going to say is like that thought of I had a little cousin who was like, you know, I was cheering. She'd go into a different school and she's like crying because she's like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm on that side. And it's like, she's 5 years old. I'm her cousin. But she's like, I'm a bear. I'm not
well,
a Mustang.
This is
and I'm
the
like,
tribal thing
yeah.
that we are all a part of it, whether
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, or whether we feel like we're not, like, you have the Irish flag hanging right there.
Only because he got the American flag.
So you had to let your tribe be known that this, this is, you know.
That's funny.
I have my Hebrew-sized New York
The American
Yankee
flag is, like, an inch longer. Yeah. You notice that? It's, like, slightly bigger, slightly
longer.
She's
got a big Texas thing in the house. The plates we eat off of.
Or the map of Texas.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's interesting because someone had commented on one of my posts about what certain a few Irish people had did when they went to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And so let's say they were, like, completely oppressed in Ireland. It was colonized. You know, you're not allowed to speak your language. There was a genocide, but I think the genocide was after. But anyway, the some who went over there and helped the Brits with, like, it was either indentured servants or prisoners or people who just went over, but they still helped them, like, you know, create these colonies or whatever. And so a lot of them, some of them went on, like, I don't know how many, but some of them went on to work their way up to being slave owners.
Really?
So there's this really great book called How the Irish Became White.
I know.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I haven't read it. I feel like it'll, I have to read it. But
it's about the Virginia slave laws, which were like the Irish were indentured. A lot of them were indentured servants.
Yeah.
But they literally were like,
even in
we're
city,
white
in
and
the
we
1900s.
Speak the same language. Like, we understand what you're saying, so don't play that with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like, separated. I mean, it's so like, we don't learn that history.
And the thing, like, the point with that is that it doesn't take away from the fact that the people in Ireland were completely oppressed and dying and then went through a genocide. But you can be oppressed and then be oppressor. But people, when they saw this girl comment about what had happened on my thing, the amount of Irish and Irish Americans who were like, no, we were colonized. And it was like, but two things can be true. But I think that comes back down to nationalism, is like, no, we can't do anything because this happened, or we can't, or this protectiveness.
We had it just as bad too. I get it.
And it's like not one person or one group represent. Like, I think people think that their country represents them or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, you know, slavery wasn't that long ago. The Holocaust wasn't that long ago. And it's like, you know, if you have those traumatic things as part of your history of the people you belong to, I mean, it's, you know.
Such a light conversation.
It could be.
I know. We were going to talk about you guys' trauma, but we will circle it. But I think it's in your gen. And that's another thing that people aren't realizing with the conversations that's happening today, is because people are like, don't talk about the history, but here's my history.
Generational trauma.
And it's in your genetic markers. Because if you look at just Ireland, so that's not controversial to say, Ireland went through a genocide with the famine. Still to this day in history books, it's not called a genocide. It's recorded the population either died or had to run away to the States. And it's still called the famine or the great hunger. Fuck off. It's a genocide. And so, but genetic markers with that, with something so traumatic that a whole country go through, that they were trying to, like, because a lot of food was exported at this, all the other food was exported at the same time. Right. Irish only allowed to eat potatoes, and it got a blight. And so it's all.
Oh, so that's how the potato thing came around.
Yeah, that's like.
Because I've never heard of it as a genocide. It's like the potato famine.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you guys had like a dust bowl or something like
that. No, so basically the British rulers at the time, and they were exporting all others. So you own a farm, everything you had to give up bar potatoes. Because potatoes you can kind of survive off, has all the vitamins. And so when the potatoes got a blight, instead of giving them, the Irish people, some of the food, it was kind of a handy genocide. Because this way, if the population flee or die, A, you get them working free in the States, and B, if they stay and die, now you can enforce the population, because there was such a high, we were 9 million, we've never even gotten back to that,
right?
So Irish people know it as a genocide, because a whole, like, 3/4 of the population either died or left,
right.
And so in saying that, it's still not called a genocide in most places bar Ireland. And then what was my other point? Oh, the genetic marker, it's such an effect on people that still to this day scientists use Irish people as an example of famine. So because it was put in your, like, the genetic marker, Irish people now, anytime they get to whatever size they get, the biggest size, their body will always fight to get to that size.
Really?
So if you're like you'll see with Irish Americans, it's really hard to lose weight.
Because I have an famine. Aunt Fatty who's super Irish, and my mom, I have a lot of obese Aunt Irish
Fatty
family.
Fatty.
Aunt Fatty, Uncle Shorty, Uncle Woo Woo.
Yeah, but it's really hard for them, especially they would have fled the famine. And so
their body's trying to store.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, yeah. And so they use, but that just shows. So I imagine anybody who's gone through the Holocaust or the Palestinians who went through the
I was witness to a genocide when I was a child at an ant farm, and this other kid destroyed it, and no one ever. I feel like I haven't been seen or.
Oh my gosh! No, but like even the whole thinking of potato.
I tried. I tried to make it light.
The potato famine thing versus genocide just makes me think of like.
Well, it was a structural. Well, then how we learn.
So now that we're in a more global world, like. I remember the first time, you know, I went to public school in high school, and then you, which is like Texas, you're not learning nothing. Like, we don't learn anything at all. And
easy
then
to tell
I went
their,
to
their best
when I was
is
in
George
school,
Bush.
When I was in college,
remember that idiot?
There was this book and it was about it was Marguerite Duras, I don't know, the lover, but it was about the American War, and I was like, what is the American War set in Vietnam? I'm like. This is, oh, the Vietnam War? Because it's like, of course the Vietnamese don't call it
the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They call it the American War.
That makes sense.
But I was like, right. Like we look at things from such a like solipsic mm-hmm. point of view. So to take in like, oh, this is what Irish people call the potato famine. Yeah. Genocide. Yeah. Like that's just like, why can't we do that?
The great genocide, yeah.
Tommy Tiernan has a great bit about how he curses all the time. And he says like, yeah, this isn't my, I don't speak my natural tongue. My natural tongue is Irish. But because the Brits kind of basically load a lot of Gen Z now are getting back into the language, which is brilliant. But he was like, I'm speaking a foreign tongue. So he's like, I'm going to use fuck.
Do you speak Irish?
Oh, badly. But now yeah. Gen Z are making me feel guilty. So I'm going to, I bought...
It's
no,
not called
I,
Gaelic anymore, it's Irish?
We always called it Irish growing up, but it's actually was never called Gaelic, so it's Gaelga.
Gaelga.
And the culture is Gaelic. So.
Yeah, I learned so much stuff. I think I talked to you the one time, too, like someone said the accent was called a brogue, but the brogue actually means shoe or something like that. Yeah, I've had some Irish friends.
Wait, before we move on to the light topic of you guys being together, can I ask you something I just thought about? And you can tell
sure.
me if you don't want to talk about it. But remember when we talked, and just with the current situation, you had said you had had, you and a Palestinian friend went to Israel?
I went to Israel, and they were asking me, I was supposed to meet him in Palestine.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But we both lived here in New York. He's Palestinian, I think he lived in Area C or something like that.
Area C?
Yeah, so that's how they do that. It's Area A, Area B,
Fuck,
Area
Fuck, it
C.
seems a bit like that movie. What's that movie with the aliens?
District 9.
District
yeah,
9.
Yeah.
Or...
So,
oh,
so they gave me... So I had never been to Israel before. I missed Birthright because I got in trouble when I was a kid. So I was like, I'm going to do this adult Birthright trip. And
Did they pay for it?
No, I paid for it myself. They paid for like one thing when I went to go
that's
see
the
Dead
Birthright.
Sea. I know, but I wanted to go free away trip. From them. That's why I'm not really Jewish. I didn't go for the free trip. I'm
yeah.
not practicing. Okay. So anyway.
Was that a joke?
It was a joke. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get it?
Because, yeah. Jews like free
good
stuff.
Job,
oh, babe. See, I don't know any of the bad yeah. stereotypes. This is the thing. When you come from Ireland, people say slurs here or like joking stereotypes or even about me. Like when they're like saying stuff to me about Irish people, I'm like, doesn't even hurt because it doesn't make sense to me.
That's why they say they're like they will say like stop saying free Palestine, say expensive Palestine because then the Jews will stop trying to.
Oh,
take
that's
the land.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Who
that's
says
an old.
That?
That's an old.
Oh, okay.
Acting.
All of this old hack stuff, they're so old that no one knows it. They're like, what a fresh take.
I'm like, I didn't know Palestine Israel was hack now.
Well, no, just that the free Palestine thing is it's like a dad say it's like a dad thing. But so I was going to Israel, and then El Al was the name of the airline I was taking. El Al is like the Israeli airline. They had one plane get taken in the 70s, and their security is like through the roof.
Wow.
So I go to check in, and like you can't check in through the machine with El Al. You have to go see an agent. And big line, and I walk up, and then they ask you questions. They're like, what synagogue do you go to? Who's your rabbi? Do you have any family in Israel? Do you speak Hebrew? So that's where I started to get tricky. They were like, you speak Hebrew? And I was like, no. And they were like, do you read it? And I was like, no. And they were like, you understand it though, right? And I was like, if I can't speak it and yeah. I can't read it.
I think they just want the answer,
yeah.
yes.
I was like, what the fuck do you... So then I was like, I know more Yiddish than Hebrew. And they were like, oh, tell us something in Yiddish. And I was like...
I'm gonna
I was like, you want me to tell you to suck my dick in Yiddish and kiss my... like. And then they asked me what my favorite Jewish prayer was, and I have one. And I was like, it's the Shema. And the lady goes, she goes, say it. And I go, there's like 300 people saying,
this
you want me to.
This is literally like my ICE interview here.
Yeah, I was like, you want me to, I was like, I don't feel comfortable praying in front of all these people.
It's my sacred text.
And she goes, you have family there. And I explain, I do have family there. I have family that lives on a kibbutz. I have some family in Jerusalem. And then she's like, do you have any other ties to the Middle East? And I go, I have a friend. And she goes, oh, where's your friend from? And I go, he's from Palestine. And she was just like, so the fact that I just even said, like, that it existed, she went and got her supervisor. He comes over. He's like, I need to see the correspondence that you've had with him. And when's the last time you saw him? So I was like, the last time I saw him, we ran an ultra marathon together, which was like 30-something miles. And he's, I get to see his head. He's like, why is this Jew running, training to run 30 miles with this Palestinian kid, right? And then he was like, let me see the contact you've had with him. And the last text message he sent me was like this meme making fun of Netanyahu. So he's like, he goes, I'm going to need your luggage. And he goes, you could keep your phone. And he goes, I'm going to walk you through here. Follow me. I go and he like sits me down and he's like, someone will come get you to speak to you before the flight. Right. So I call my mother. I'm like, Mom, what the fuck is going on? She's like, oh, you should be. They're making sure you're safe. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't like this at all. And they start boarding the flight.
Jesus.
And I'm still sitting there.
Yeah.
And then I go to this.
You're in America, right?
I'm
now.
In New York.
Oh, okay.
I'm in New York, and I go to talk to one of the agents. I'm like, hey, someone's supposed to come and get me. And he's like, oh, don't worry, they'll come. And I was like, everybody's boarding. And he's like, you know, relax. So they come and get me. They bring me into a room, and they're like, yeah, take your shirt off. And I was like, can I just get my money back?
Yeah. Like,
I was like, and that's where they were like, no, you're going to go to Israel. Don't worry about it. We're not giving you
your
money
back.
They're
like, he is Jewish. I get the
stereotype now.
So, you know, I had two phones on me. They wouldn't let me keep both phones. They took one. They took everything from me. All they gave me, again, was my phone. Walked me to my seat on the plane. And I was like, I don't have a charger. It's a 12-hour flight. And he was like, he goes, ask the stewardess, or the flight attendant. Sorry, I was archaic. And
Oh my God, I didn't even know. We were like, yeah. Yeah.
So I asked her.
I was judging. I was silent.
I was like, I asked the stewardess. I was like, can I have a charger? And she was just like, scoffed at me. And then, you know, 12-hour flight. Phone on airplane mode the whole time
with just your thoughts. That's horrible.
And I thought I was gonna have like this big Jewish awakening when I got to Israel, and then I was like, damn, these fucking Jews, man. Now I understand. But they did something.
You got this bracelet, right?
Yes, I got that for you in Israel. Yeah,
I mean, you got it before you met me, but like,
but it was for you. It's for you.
I was like, wow, you guys have been together a long time.
But I had a good time in Israel, but they definitely. My computer didn't work right for the longest.
You need a VPN.
But I remember now why, like, having a friend as Palestinian didn't help. But I remember why, like, after I got back, I was like, oh, I used to go to the Israeli consulate when I was on drugs.
Oh.
And I'd go and I'd say that I needed Israeli citizenship because I was being persecuted here. And they were like, yeah, you're being persecuted because you're a criminal.
Not because
you're a Jew.
They're right? Like, you don't
have a reason for joining.
So I guarantee you I was probably flagged.
Can you put the
that.
Mic just a little closer to you just in case?
I don't know why I moved it away.
No worries.
I'm like, so you have a reason for joining the other side.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there was something next to my name when they looked me up in the system. Pretty sure that it was also my first time traveling to Israel. And then my honesty probably, and just my brevity probably didn't help.
Your whole demeanor.
I can be pretty aggressive. And
yeah.
Like, if I feel like I'm being, like, questioned, I could be pretty blunt, too. So.
Yeah, you have very born and bred Brooklyn energy. Are you born and bred Brooklyn?
I spent most of my young life, yeah, in Brooklyn. I was
in a Brooklyn jail.
Not a jail. But I was in, I grew up, my teenage years were spent like in juvenile facilities.
I just remember
a juvenile facility, which is a jail.
I just remembered I'd ask the Patreon if they had any questions. I'm just going to double check because I feel like I abandon them sometimes. Are you still friends with your Palestinian friend?
No. And it has nothing to do with the conflict either.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Yeah,
I was doing a fundraiser show for my, or a memorial show for my brother that passed to raise some money for my nephew. And then he told me his girlfriend had COVID, but he lied to me.
Oh.
I was like, you could have just said you didn't want to come.
Yeah, you could just say, like, here, let me send some money. Sorry.
So then you're like, I'm done with you.
Like, Hasan Minhaj, you know, all these people, you know, they don't tell the truth.
Hasan, okay. No. Hasan has come out. He's brought the receipts. So.
Really?
Which is another thing about, we have to be very careful about what news.
Did the journalist switch his words up?
He has the recording, everything. Oh my God, it's like a 20 minute. I was cleaning today, so it looked nice for you guys to come.
Oh,
and
he's
going to
get the Daily Show now.
I'm surprised. I think as well he left it enough time to see how many people would believe it, and now he's just gone boom. And he even said, he was like, a lot of people are asking me for my opinion on the Middle East, and this is like the worst time to share this, but I also think it's important to not always, something like about like the news and that everything is real, and we should be more concentrated on this, but I am just gonna share this, my, so he has the receipts, he has the emails from the girl.
When did this happen?
He just dropped it today.
Oh my God. Because I was going to say, what bothers me is that when there's a controversy about someone, we always are like, oh my God, they're. And then when they get cleared and it's like rectified, we never get the big like hubbub about that. Because it's like, that's what the big vape thing was about, which is like, it was really not from the vapes or the jewels. It was from people doing illegal, like,
They were doing different things,
but
too,
they
yeah.
never really cleared their name. It's like, so because once
Jewel
you get the bad
is
press,
110% and. A healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, but they're fucked now. But whatever, I'm sorry.
It's all bad though because
Hasan Minhaj was never going to get hurt financially anyway. I mean, I don't. He might.
He's a star.
If the stuff would have stuck, he probably maybe wouldn't have got as much TV stuff, but he would have sold out everywhere he went, just like Louis.
He's an audience.
Yeah. I know, it was great to watch though, and it was great to see the emails. Like, he blocked out her name, but the emails between him and the girl for years. Like, so everything the woman said had completely twisted, and he even has the recording of them, of him being like, we can send you the emails, I'll just block out her name. And the reporter's like, yeah, okay, I don't know what
she was thinking.
I don't
know. She's going to lose her job now.
I know, and he just waited as well to be like, boom, here you go. Here's the evidence.
Good for him.
Okay, so thanks for sharing that story. I was just curious about, I remember you saying something, but so you two are in love.
I mean, you know, it's.
I'm going to do the Mike Tyson with Robin Givens interview now. Just stare blankly. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
No. Derek loves boxing.
She was like, what's it like living with the champ? And Robin Givens was like, it is absolute hell. And Tyson was just sitting on the couch like this. Or Barbara Walters.
I never, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I never was like, I'm going to date a comic. Like, I...
Oh, yeah, no.
Knew I needed to quit when I'm, like, I'm attracted to a comic. I'm like, this has been too long. I need to, like, diversify my... the men I'm around.
Yeah.
You weren't attracted to me from my comedy, though.
Definitely not. Yeah. No. Definitely not.
Wait, have you guys been dating long now?
It's a year now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good... That's a, if you last a year in comedy and New York, that's fucking...
Yeah.
It's got good legs.
Yeah. But it is. It's like, I mean, it's, I don't know. We're both divorced. So it's like, for me, I'm from the South where I tell people I'm like divorced in New York. They're like, oh, it must have been a fast marriage. I'm like, no, we were together for 8 years. They're like, how old are you? How old were you when you got married? I'm like,
she's old.
I was 24 when I got married. So it's like, and people are like, that's so young. But in Texas, you know, they have... Like, my friends have 3 kids, they're on their 3rd marriage, and Derek is, like, the only man I've met in New York who's under the age of, like, you were 40 when I met you, but it's, like, under the age of, like, 45, who's had a real life that he's, like, you know, had experiences. People are, like, 42-year-old fuck boys who are, like, maybe I'll settle down in 10 years and I want to have 5 kids. And I'm, like, you're going to be 53. They're, like, I'll be ready then. I'm, like...
Yeah, with their
Ew.
Wait, so you were married?
Yeah, twice.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah. Okay. And you were married young.
Yeah,
you look young.
I know. Thanks.
How old are you?
Age is just a number that I will never tell you.
40, she's 47 years old.
Because I would have thought you were like 25.
Thanks.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I know. And now I'm like doing the maths with the long.
I'll text
I'm
you
like,
her age.
No, it's okay. I don't need to know.
Well, we
but,
weren't
but
married
people think
for
I'm
eight
younger.
Years. We were together for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what's funny is that I asked what her age was when we first met each other to like her friends. And one of them told me. And it started this big fight. Right? Remember?
That's just because Derek is messy. Like
I'm not
girls,
messy at all.
You know, like thinking the girls get such a bad rap. But Derek, like, it's the fun thing about being with a male comedian is that I can sometimes hear his calls. Now he's going to stop. But, like, only because he's deaf, too. It's not even on speakerphone. But I'm just, like, his volume's always turned all the way up. And it's just, like, did you know da-da-da-da-da-da? And I'm, like, oh, this is fun. Like, they're, like, so, like, chatty in a, like, gossipy way.
Yeah.
Whereas women are, like,
oh, I'm going to stop talking on the phone around you.
Well, honestly, I thought it was an American thing, because not about the gossip, but the sheer volume. Because, like, Leland be on the phone, I can hear, if I'm watching TV and he's on the phone over there, I have to, like, pause it because I can hear the person. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I'm like, your friend can hear you in the Upper East Side that you're calling to, because it's so fucking loud. But no, he's useless with gossip.
I'm very loud.
And I think a gossip between partners is so much fun because it's a safe space. You're not getting in trouble for saying anything. Because I don't like, as soon as people gossip, like, you know, like at a comedy club or whatever, I go to the toilet because I'm afraid.
Right.
I'm
like, you don't want to hear it.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to say the wrong thing. If I can't, like, I'll only say things that I'm confident saying to the person's face.
Right.
Do you know, like I've told stories about people that I've been like, have said this to their face. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, and it's usually about me and how I felt. But like, but your boyfriend, that's fun. And Leland will come, literally he came to me because I'm like, he'll come with gossip like months out. I'm like, I already heard that, this is useless. And he literally told me when I got JFL, you weren't allowed to tell people for 3 weeks. And he comes to me and he said, what's his name, oh my god, he's such a great comedian, he's a friend of mine, I'm blanking on his name, I think he's from Texas as well.
Lucas.
No, black guy. And he gotten Austin. No, what's his name? Why am I blanking on his name?
Brian?
No. He's on one of the late shows.
Roy Wood?
No.
Oh, he writes for The Daily Show.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh my god, it starts with an A.
No.
Oh my gosh, I love him. He's from Houston.
Yeah, I love him too. And I'm like friendly with him, but I'm literally blanking.
I know, I'm blanking on his name too, and now I can't think of it. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, Leland came home and he was like, oh, such and such got JFL. And I was like, yeah, like 4 years ago. What are you talking about? This is not gossip. And he was like, oh, I thought he had gotten it this year.
Well, that's like, speaking of gossip, that's one of my favorite things to guess gossip, because it's like, you're not supposed to know, but everybody knows somebody who got it, but they like told their friends and they're like, nobody can know. But then the other favorite thing is like, people will start watching and they'll ask and they're like, okay, if they're booked on a lot of shows, they're like, okay, they're definitely doing it, because they're like, hey,
I pulled a good JFL prank this year.
Oh, you asked for 5 minutes thoughts on this?
No, one of my friends got in, and then we called him and made pretend we were calling from JFL and told him that we were rescinding the invitation.
That's mean.
Wait, who was your friend?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, that's so funny.
Thank you.
Kelly. Oh, that is mean, too.
But it was before, it was like on a podcast, and it was before it was announced.
We were doing it on like a live Patreon. We did. So this one, a friend of mine has
like
a Patreon
really bad.
In Philly.
Is he mad at you?
No, not anymore. He was mad.
Not anymore.
Was mad. He wasn't even really mad at me. He was so we called and did that, and he's like, "Did I do anything wrong?" And we were like, "Oh no, not at all. You know, there's more talented people that we have to get up than you." And then he was like, "Well, what about my flight? I paid for my flight already." And we're like, "Oh, you're gonna have to handle that with the airline." And then we're like, "We look forward to having you audition next year." And we hung up. So 2 minutes after we do this call, because I wasn't the one who was talking, it was somebody else. I gave them all the information. But I was on the line.
Oh, I know who this is.
And then
the guy with the curly hair?
Yes. Yeah. And then
he would believe that.
He texted me. He's like, "Yo, the craziest shit just happened." And then
it's a baby.
They were like, "Oh, you gotta tell him." And I was like, "Fuck that." I was like, "Call him back and tell him you made a mistake." So we call him back. And he was like just defeated in his voice. He's like, "Yeah, I know. I just talked to you." And he the kid goes, wow. He goes, wow, do I have egg on my face? He goes, I made a big mistake. He's like, pack your bags, buddy. You're coming to sunny Toronto.
Yeah.
And then I finally admitted to him, like, a couple hours later, it was me. But he only got mad once it got out to everybody that we had pranked him and got him.
I love pranks.
Yeah, and if this is the same guy I'm thinking about, the gossip is that he, fucking, I don't care saying it, that he went up to Chappelle and said, you might be the GOAT, but I'm going to be the next GOAT. So if he really said that, I'm like such a fan of this prank, by the way, because he needed to be taken down a little bit.
I haven't heard that, but that's an insane, no matter who that is, that's an insane story. It's an
insane thing to say. And also, like, someone on this Patreon, by the way, because I talked about it on my solo podcast, I gossip on my solo podcast about my life or things I feel, and I did mention that because I was like, oh, I was told this thing, and like, I'll just never, being from Ireland, you have to be like, even when you go back and do shows, you're not meant to be brought up with credits. Like, it's really important to be humble.
Right.
But then someone wrote underneath it, no, you gotta have that energy, you gotta think you'll be the GOAT. But the thing is, I don't want to be a GOAT.
Right.
I just want to be really good and have fans, but they can also like other people. Yeah. I don't need to be the best in the world.
I hate that energy where people are like, you need to go on stage and be confident. I'm like, this is how I am. Like, yeah. I am a fragile.
Well, there's always a couple people, like, you'll even look at, like Schultz had this whole thing, and he was just like, I'm going to be the best. Yeah. And look, you know, and it took him to these crazy places. So, like, he just has that drive where he just, you know what I mean? But well, I'm in the same boat as you. I just want to be good.
Or when you use it for a part, like, one of my good friends that I've done a show with for years, she does, like, her, I'll call it narcissism, as a part of her character.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm a legend. Yeah. I'm the best. And it's like, like, it's adorable because she's been saying that since day one. We say, no, it's funny. It's freaking funny.
The legend? You don't know who legendary? Legendary.
Shout out to my girl, Glorelli.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
no, but it's funny. So, no, and I'm like, funny. When other people do it, like, because she is actually a humble person and she is very hardworking. And so when other people do it, I'm like, you have to hit the right tone. Like, she can comically do hers as a part of her, like, character.
Yes.
And her persona. Think you're right.
Agree to disagree.
I also think, too,
this
it's like,
this is where, look, I'll kill him.
I like, work so hard, and I'll always work hard. And the amount of work I do, like, let's say, like, being an immigrant here, I had to, like, leave my family to do this. I need to, like, I live off it, all that stuff. But then for someone to be like, but you also have to have goat energy. I'm like, I don't have energy. I think that you become...
I figure goat energy would be easier for an Irish person because of...
You're like, I have Billy
the goats?
Billy goat, like Billy goat energy.
I go up on stage to start buying. No, but do you know what I mean? It's like, no, but it's fine. But you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, I think that when people are like, I'm the best, and there's an English aid. Wait, okay. Wait,
no, you're right.
No, because, wait. An English agent said that some of the comedians he saw in American comedians, and when we were just at JFL, he was like, it was confidence without jokes. And it wasn't about all, but I know the couple he was talking about. And I feel like sometimes people think confidence is goat energy, but actually, like, writing the material, writing the jokes, working on your set, and that workload will actually, so, like, instead of, I'm going to be the goat, whereas Andrew Schultz is different. He really worked hard.
Right.
Yeah.
It's focusing on the work and not the end result. Yeah. Like, and I like putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah. And the heart.
But that idea of like even whenever people are like, be confident, it's like, oh no, I am confident, but like, I'm also authentically like this.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and I agree with Kate's being completely honest, because the first time I saw Kate on stage, she bombed so bad.
And this is a lie because, you know,
I guess now I'm seeing the trauma.
So, and I mean, she
bombed.
Do you
have a place to stay tonight?
Right. And
do you guys live together now?
Yes.
Oh, you said that in the sketch.
2 months.
2 months.
2 months we've been together.
You just checked your watch for that.
I think I moved in on August 26th. Yeah.
Wow.
It's October 20th.
And I didn't prorate the rent.
No,
so
August 22nd.
How are you finding it? I found that the relationship gets easier when you move in together.
There are a lot of things that are easier. We are in definitely a small space, so there's
like
also
my
parts that
apartment
are.
I've been living in, like, when I got a divorce, I've been living alone for the past like 7 years, and I haven't had a roommate, and I live in a tiny studio, but it's rent stabilized.
We're in the same deal,
and I'm institutionalized, so
I'm a hoarder, so it's like there's no amount. When I looked at your games, I was like, I have Ticket to Ride, I have Catan, like, I'm like, I don't play them. My apartment's so small, but I'm like, I can't get rid of them.
But
what
it looks
I go
nice.
Somewhere?
Yeah.
And what if I go somewhere and they're like, you need the extension kit? I got the extension kit. And he's just like, there's too much stuff in here.
I never ever told you to throw anything
out. But your attitude says differently. And it's also like, I need a lot of alone. Like, he was just like, what are you doing in the bathroom for that long? And I'm like, none of your fucking
business.
Well,
I come from a place where if someone's been in the bathroom for a long time, they're usually overdosed in there.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you've never nobody said
ever,
that to
nobody
me.
Ever looks like, at what how Derek might feel.
Wait, oh, you see, that's Derek's trauma for you. Oh my God, Derek.
It is it is important to share, though, when you're like, this is what triggers me, because... Yeah.
Well, I hear that, and I'm
like,
that's like, so
where's
ludicrous.
Tommy? He's been gone for 3 hours. Oh, he's either dead in the bathroom or smoking crack in there. Who
Wait,
fucking
is she
knows?
In the bathroom for 3 hours, though?
She's in there for a while.
I like to read in the tub. I like
oh,
to...
Oh, okay, that's fine.
But
it's
also...
Like, it's
to,
also in a studio. It's to, the only door. It's the only door
to
in the
to
bathroom.
To add more
Private
light
space.
To this, it's not like I'm like, what are you doing in the bathroom? I've asked maybe once or twice.
We think you're problematic.
What she's doing in the bathroom.
That's actually why Katie had us on, because
this
we
is
wanted
an intervention.
To... yeah. We want to have a talking to.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I saw her perform, like, I went to give her a pound, like a fist bump when she got off stage, and she walked right by me.
I'm legally blind. I a lot of times don't
Horse
have any contacts. No, I literally cannot see anything.
People
right
need
now.
To stop getting offended on little interact. Like, comedians are so fucking sensitive, because literally I'm the same too, where I don't wear glasses because I don't like how it makes me feel. But that means sometimes I won't see someone in the street, or I just meet so many people that I'm always like polite and friendly. But then because I'm polite and friendly, they think we have this sort of friendship that if I don't say hi next time I'm in a club because I'm
you
just running
them.
In or out. Oh my God, the amount of times I've had to
Boyle's,
do like damage
she's
control.
She's such a bitch now.
And you're like, no,
that's
I'm
actually
just
why
busy.
I wanted to come on, because one time you didn't say hello to me. Like, the fact that he's still, can you imagine if I said that? Like, with this
it
one time
just
I saw
once,
you.
So she did it to me didn't. 3 times. I'm also a fitness trainer. She came to my class, didn't fucking say hello. Came to my class for free.
Because I'm someone who
didn't even come
I
up and say hello.
I paid for that class.
Thank you. No, you
this
didn't.
This is not the energy we needed to have. I paid for that. I did. Look up the records.
I'm speaking.
Because I wanted to help your little.
Three. There was another time we were all hanging out at the stand. There was just a bunch of people there, and she didn't. You know.
I never knew you. Never heard of you. Never
you remind
knew
me
you.
So much of my cousin, and this
she
is going to make
hilarious.
No sense for anybody. But
love her.
shout out Emma,
who might be my cousin because I'm Irish too.
Yeah, probably. I think you look alike.
I mean,
and
one day she's Irish, one day she's French, one day she's Native American.
Okay, no,
broad.
I did not say that.
She's what was the politician's name that said they
Elizabeth
were
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, like,
no, I am
friend.
A classic American mutt. Like, my family has been here for a long time.
Yeah.
So
in the South,
but the night we actually like hit it off, and I was like, I'm gonna play it really cool.
Yeah.
She like I had my show at the stand 23 and 1, and we have a mutual friend who's not a comedian who was there. She saw him there. She's like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And he's like
he made my friend's fashion video that premiered at Soho House for part of like New York.
Nobody
fashion.
Knows what that
he's
is
really
or
cool.
cares.
No, but he's a really cool guy. And
ooh, him.
No.
So you make fashion.
The mutual friend. No, the mutual friend.
My brain started to spin. I felt like the girl with the exorcism.
So tell everybody what.
No, the mutual friend was just like, he's like, you don't know. He's like, okay, what are you doing here? Because I had a show upstairs. And he was like, I'm here for 23 and 1. And I was like, what's that? He goes, Derek Drescher show. You don't know Derek Drescher? And I was like, never heard of him. And he goes, you call yourself a comedian? You never even heard of him? And I'm like,
your friend said this?
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, fuck you. Who the fuck is this
Hottest
dude?
Show in the city for 2 years.
I did. Yeah, it was did. A prison show, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's
I learned a lot. Prison show.
Because
hottest
it has
show.
The prison thingy. That...
Like, the block is hot is like what he means. It's
well, I mean,
the hottest.
And we move it. Yeah, we moved it from there. Then we moved it
did
to
it in
another
the gym.
Place. Yeah, we did it in the gym. We did it. We've done it at the stand. We've moved it all over. But then she came downstairs to introduce herself to me.
Because I literally had never met you before.
So you had done his class not knowing that he was a comedian?
I remember meeting you, well, a gym class. Because also he does his shtick in his gym class. And he's like, you know, you pieces of shit. Like, you call that
yeah,
a
yeah, those are my jokes. I call the crowd a piece of shit. That's
And he just like roasts the audience. And I'm used to doing yoga.
That
that's
not
like,
what I do.
You've done your, that's exactly what you do. You're like, you're.
I've layered well thought out jokes.
You guys are like the complete opposite of the, like, totally. You're like, your vibes are like. Manifest and
love, light, and positivity.
Hot chocolate.
Like,
yeah.
I showed
and
up.
Are like, it. I'm digging the body.
Yeah, I'm like, I showed She's up. I'm you... used to like it, people are like, you showed up. That's all that needs. You're here. You've
yeah,
done all
do
the
that.
Work. And he's like, just like, and so I was just laughing
like,
the whole time in the back, like just literally crying, laughing. My friend and I were, we couldn't move because he was just so funny and mean.
Aww.
But I didn't think of him as being a comic.
And then, yeah, and then she came downstairs. She's like, oh, hi, I'm Kate Robards. And I was like, yeah.
And that's not even how you pronounce my name.
Robards. And I was like, I know who you are. And then I was like, psh, I got to work. And then that night we ended up going to the diner. And she fell in love with me.
Aww. No, literally looked at him. It was like all comics
Their
that
Irish
I knew.
Is coming out right now, yeah. The look she just gave you.
It was comics I knew. And I'm like, how does everybody know? I was asking like Glory and Shoddy and like, I was like, do y'all
and
they
know? Even said, how do you not know Derek?
They were like, how do you not know Derek? And I'm just like, I think probably because there's a lot of convicts in my family. Like my brother is a felon. Like I'm just like, probably like, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
So like, I like reject it. I rebuke Satan. And then he caught me on a vulnerable, lonely, sad day. And he happened to not have his teeth in. And he was being
I don't have them in now.
He's doing his
your teeth?
He don't have them. He
oh,
ain't
it's
got
just your
none.
Back teeth. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just your back teeth. Those are important for chewing. But he goes, I forgot my teeth. And
no,
I'm like,
no, I had them in. I took them out. I said, I'm
oh,
taking
yeah,
my
I'm taking out my teeth
out.
And that was
out.
For me. I was like, oh, home, you know? Like, it's like none of the men in my family. I literally pulled up a picture of like a family get together where the men were taking out their teeth. And the women were all like, ew.
Why do you have no teeth? I mean, back teeth.
Some of them got knocked loose. And then when I was on drugs, too.
Jeez.
I didn't take the best care of my teeth.
Wait, okay. So just
knocked loose
to come back. It's easy though for a lot of people to go to prison in America. It seems easy to go to prison here.
It's super easy if you want to go.
Nightmares it's changing
well for
now.
A white woman, not so much. Like,
yeah, I think like 2 out of every 100 white women go to jail.
Okay, would I be counted?
Yeah.
Because I'm an immigrant.
White women are just well behaved. I think that's all that means.
It's biased. No. I'm like, it's pretty. I'm pretty sure as a white woman, I'm gonna tell someone who's been to jail. I'm like, let me tell you about my privilege. But I think it's like interesting that you're talking about like citizenship. It is so hard. To those questions, the average American citizen cannot pass a citizenship test.
I know.
But like, I feel like the average American could easily go to jail.
Yeah, and for a long time. Because you were saying you were in prison for 10 years. You're okay talking about it?
Almost 9. So, yeah.
Because that's like what you would get for murder in Ireland. And you'd get out
And here
early.
We murder. If you murder, you're going Ireland. To jail. Yeah. The death penalty is so real. Especially in Texas.
I just
want to
say
murdering.
This. Since I've moved in with Kate, it is like, it reminds me a lot of when I was incarcerated. There is humanitarian violations. I'm joking. Oh my God. I'm messing around.
I would have laughed, but it was coming to me late because my phone lit up and I saw a message. But
what do we got, like 15 minutes left?
Yeah, wait, let's go back to your living crisis with Kate. No, but you went to prison for 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did you...
That was in and out.
Oh, okay, so it was drug stuff. It wasn't... Yeah. You didn't kill anybody.
Well, when I was younger, I was... it was just crime. When I was older, it was all drug related.
That's mad.
Yeah.
His mom wants me to tell everybody that it was just issues. She's like, let's just
we.
Derek
she met my
issues.
Parents last week. I brought her.
They were so wholesome. It's not at all what you expect. Like, he has a mom and dad who's still together. They've retired. They have a pool.
I mean, that's a really good point because you would think you
though.
Came from like the fact that you're like, oh, 10 years in and out, drugs. You'd be like, oh, did you grow up in like a crack den?
Yeah,
or...
I mean,
my brother
passed,
like
my brother got
den.
Shot and passed away from drugs. So yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And your parents are together and you like they love Jews.
I am not upset
they love
at my parents.
Jews.
They love Jews. They love me and my brother for sure. I mean, my parents have grown themselves too. Like, neither one of them went to college. They worked, you know, multiple blue-collar jobs to put food on the table and stuff like that. And they both ended up being bus drivers. And they just saved... My mother saved all their money and they ended up buying a house down south. So...
And I'm from the South, where it's like my mom had a degree, and we were still on the poverty line because she was in newspapers. Well,
my father told me, he's like, we're moving down there because we are poor here.
Yeah.
So they're like well-to-do down there, but I'm like, what about the poor people in the South? Like my mom, they can't go anywhere. Their house is worth nothing, and they can't retire somewhere else.
The poverty here is crazy.
People have no idea how bad the wealth gap is. The largest it's been since 1920, since like the Great Depression.
Well, my mother was telling Kate, she's like, I don't know how I feel about Derek talking about that stuff. He's not a real criminal.
And she was like, I hope those other people don't find out that he's not a real criminal.
Yeah.
I was like, what did he go to jail for? She's like, well, not like the other people. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah. But like, if you want to live in this pretend world, I will live. Like, he's a stockbroker. Whenever he's looking at his stats and his numbers for Instagram, I'm imagining that he's like, you know, doing something that actually makes money, like the stock market.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think it's great for people to hear because people are put in these boxes, and then you're an example of how people do change. Even your personality changes, yeah, as you know.
And I know a lot of fucking like finance bros and like fuck boys out there that should be in jail.
Yeah.
Like, he is a good one, and people would like possibly not date him. I'm just here to speak, like, we should all, you know.
We should all date a convict.
We should date a formerly incarcerated individual.
Fuck a felon program?
Fuck a felon program. I'm starting the fuck a felon program.
Well, like, a lot of people go into prison and then get a sense of what you can get clean in prison.
Yes.
And then, you know, get a sense of, or some people get degrees and they come out, hopefully. But then some people.
Well, I didn't learn anything while I was incarcerated. I learned from the aversion to jail programs that I was in. And then the last time I was incarcerated, I was like, I can't stomach this anymore. Yeah. I don't want to do it anymore. But, you know, like, I wasn't in a relationship for a while before I met Kate. And, like, what I felt kept me safe and kept my head above water and kept me on the straight and narrow was that, like, all right, I'm still going to have these emotional relapses. I'm going to regress sometimes. Better I do that by myself than include anybody else into my life. So, you know, I've grown a lot this past year being with her because, you know, we have our issues. And then also is like, you know, sometimes they say, like, you know, when you start to grow, you feel pain. That's what they call it, growing pain. So, like, I've definitely have.
Whereas, like, not having been in jail, I'm just like, and a woman, like, I yell with my friends and we're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, and then it's like, so anyway, we're going to lunch. Like, we just, like, it's like over, you know? Yeah. And we just kind of like roll past it. And I'm like, even the fact that that would keep you from a relationship, like, everybody I know that I've dated that's like not been in jail is psycho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's so like toolbox. He has his like skills to keep himself that I'm just like, everybody should do whatever. Like, everybody should go to jail. They should, like, get on that.
But we're not pro-jail.
Yeah. I
feel like it sounded like I was pro-jail before. I was like, they get a degree. No,
I am pro-jail. I feel like everybody should go to jail for a couple months.
But also, we're for prison reform. We believe that I can love and
rehab. In between high school and college?
We will personally rehabilitate any ex-cons back into society.
I think, though, what you're saying is why a lot of people stay single, because you're afraid to... If you let someone know about your trauma and then they leave you, that's like the most hurtful thing. Whereas actually most of the time when people care about you and you let the shit out, you don't fall apart and they're like, no, I got you. I'm supportive. Okay, I understand. What do you need? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I think being in a relationship is so much better than dealing with it on your own. Not that you should trauma dump on someone, but like, you know, talking about like someone close dying or your abusive childhood, whatever it is, actually, if it's a good partner.
There's a lot of brutal honesty in it. You know what I mean? But.
And it makes for a more compassionate society because nobody has to go through this stuff alone. Like, you don't have to be in love with us to like tell us your trauma, you know?
Fuck that. Yes, you do.
What is your trauma, Katie?
Loads of trauma. Leland has none, though. I keep trying to fish it out for years.
No?
I mean, like, one little thing that I'm like, oh, I can see how that is with the way he is. But from really, no, just like, his family love him. Ugh.
Which I think is a trauma in itself, because I know a lot of people who had, like, a great family, and I'm like, ooh, they really set you up for, like, disappointment, because there's so many shitty people. Whereas, like, if you had, you know, an abysmal, like, my dad left when I was a kid, and it's like... Yeah, like, it's like the bar is so low that any person is better. You know, like, if you just inherently, you know, it's good.
I guess, but then it's hard to set standards because, like, I don't talk to my mother. She's like,
why I'm
really
dating
crazy.
Derek.
Well, yeah, but he's a sweetheart. He's done a lot of work.
And I got money, too.
That's great. Leland doesn't have money.
So good.
I got more money than you.
What are we talking about? I wanted to go back to Katie's trauma.
I was just going to say
she wants my $39,000.
That's a lot.
It used to be 42 before he moved in.
It goes down every month.
I know, it's hard. Oh my God, stop. Yeah, no, Leland does not have money. And I think he'll be okay with me saying that. But he's younger. He's 5 years younger. And and I'm just...
Younger man.
I know. It's great because...
How old are you, Katie?
I'm 33.
33?
Mm-hmm. The Jesus, year of Jesus.
Jesus number. Your Jesus number. Yeah. It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Oh, am I either going to
rise from the dead?
Yeah, that's. I'm going to rise from the dead this year. It's my goat year. But
comedy has never really come up that much in our. I mean, it comes up, but it's never been like the basis of like anything like super. Like we've roast battled each other.
My friends were like, are you still speaking to him?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we've made you're like, this is our dirty talk.
I respect that. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. Not until we're married, Derek.
But like, has that ever been a point of contention with you and Leland at all or no?
Comedy?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm very lucky that he's, that man is like super secure. That's the one good thing about coming from a good family or a family that loves you. Yeah. No, he has no... He doesn't like, he's not jealous. He doesn't compare. And like, I am more successful and I've continued to get more successful in our relationship.
I was so fat when I met Kate.
Oh, and you got skinnier.
And he was less successful.
And I mean, I've put a couple more pounds on the past month.
Men will like, he does keto.
I lost like 40 pounds. Like
overnight.
That's good. Leland came to me way skinnier because him and his ex had broke up and then he like lost a ton of weight and then he got with me and got like happy and then like
got fat again.
put it on, but he's been working on getting it off again, which is good for him because, but you know, that's the thing when you're like, so he did the opposite. He was like, oh, he fell in love and then put it back on. That's what most people do.
That's like what I do. I get uncomfortable.
Well, it was weird for me that I would look at myself in the mirror and I'd be like, what? Because, you know, Kate, you pursued me more in the beginning.
Yeah, only because it was funny. Because it's like, you know, like you ever see like a little kid and you're like, ooh, you have a girlfriend. And the kid is like blushing and like so uncomfortable. That's how Derek was. I was like,
That was the way it was for me and Leland as well.
And it was so fun to just like, see how shy and he'd be like. Yeah.
But I mean, I was just spilling out all over the place. I couldn't believe
you're
that.
Beautiful,
I was like,
baby.
I was like, what is wrong with this woman that she's attracted to me? Mm. I mean, I was gross. You have a couple pictures of me where, yeah, I mean, my
beautiful.
Belly is
you're
just.
You're beautiful.
But women
we
are
don't weight shame here.
Yeah, and women are way more like personality. And if you're like, if you're happy with your weight, or it's not like you're gonna die because of it. Like if it's not like a risk, and you're like treating us well, we're pretty much able to go. Like, I think we're more attracted to the actions.
Well, we were fooling around one night, and I like threw my back out. You remember that?
Oh, like you
I've, like,
seized
pulled
up.
A muscle. Yeah, I had to leave.
I gave him a blowjob so good, his entire back seized up. He got like tinnitus. It was.
Oh, tinnitus is in the.
No,
I don't
stop.
Know
That's
what
amazing.
It is. My... But it was like, I was like, I'm like barely even touching this guy. And he's like, oh.
That's not true.
I was like, I'm
You're
going
to have to give me
woman.
Some tips. Because
in the world, churning the butter is
I had
the classic.
A spasm,
oh,
not to
yeah.
Know.
I saw that, the turning the butter.
Churning the butter. Yeah. It's all about churning the butter.
You must you have a really big willy, by the way.
No, no.
I just have boys.
No,
you can't.
Two, 3 inches. That's it.
Little teeny tiny hands.
Yeah, Leland had a joke about this girl he saw way before me, and I know who it is, but how she gave him tinnitus or whatever.
Oh, by screaming at him?
No, by the best blowjob ever, and he's never wrote a joke about me giving him tinnitus.
Oh, it made his ears ring.
It made his ears ring. Yeah, I've never done that, but that's fine, you know. I have no other. I don't really have like sex skills. I don't mind. I'm like a good laugh, and I'm like a little prettier than him.
Well, I'm old, so like being 42, it's hard. Like I don't know. I feel like we've kind of we've leveled out sex wise.
I mean, I'm still saving myself for marriage.
Yeah, but there was a couple months there, like when I lost the weight, I had a voracious appetite for.
Are you joking about the saving yourself for marriage again?
No,
we have sex all the time.
Oh yeah, okay.
She does nasty things
in the
I hope
air
her family
because...
sees it.
Family.
If you were saving
yourself,
you were
just talking about giving me the greatest blowjob ever.
That's not sex. If you ask Bill Clinton, there's
it's oral sex.
I mean, to me, it's sex because sometimes I'm too tired. Oh, well, no.
I literally was like, I'm gonna get him a fleshlight because I live next to one of those like fleshlight like sex stores.
Dude, we have one.
I'm like, because there's some nights where I'm just like, I can't. It's too much. I'm hunched over a computer. I have a day job, and it's just like, but it's in the industry. It's what I've been wanting to do. You know, I work in development, but I'm just like, I'm too freaking tired. I don't want to like.
But she does it anyway. She's a good woman.
Until I buy this fleshlight.
No, but you should get toys. Toys are fun. And then when we used it, you could use it on him. And then that way you don't have to necessarily have sex, but you can give him a hand job and it feels really good. But it was funny. I had him close, like put a blindfold on him because I was like, if you look at me doing this, it looks ridiculous because you're literally like. Afterwards, I was like, wow, this is the best workout, my most muscles have gotten.
Oh yeah, because it's like
But it slips as well, so you gotta grab it.
Yeah.
I don't think men have, because you guys. But whatever with my little slippy hands, I was like. It was just, and there was like lube flying everywhere. And then his friend knocked on the door and he nearly came in because he was staying here. And we had told him not to come till 5. So I don't know what that was about. But then we were like, no.
You should go buy one.
You should buy one.
Why? It should be a gift from you.
I did. So there was once a fleshlight in my apartment. And I only know this because a guy, I like will sometimes let people for a fee stay in my apartment, which you're not supposed to do. So oops. But, They didn't take out the trash.
They film gay.
That's another porn. Situation. That's my house. I have a housekeeper who is.
He cleans the house for free and then
sex
shoots
worker.
Sex
but,
scenes.
But he'll. Oh, okay. If we go out of town and he also. He's like a vibes
so, hold on,
house cleaner.
What was the fleshlight doing in the house?
The fleshlight was when a long time ago, but it was like in the trash and I just screamed. It was like a rat. I was like, ah! Because I knew it was like a guy. Who rented my apartment, and I'm like,
oh,
and I live right by one of the stores, so I was just like knowing that
so
energy.
So coming it, just fucking in.
Oh,
trash.
I was like, get it out.
Wait, so a guy you cleans your place for free?
No, that's a different guy, but the guy does.
And
clean
then
my...
he does like he uses your apartment to do shoot.
He shoot, yeah. So maybe you'll see
he
my.
He changes the sheets and stuff.
Yeah,
like
he changes
that.
The sheets.
I mean, yeah, that's like, this apartment. When my boyfriend moved in, his I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but anyway, if I'll cut it out if I can. But his uncle. Would let his friend come and have an affair here.
That's the vibe, yeah.
And yeah, so, but when Leland moved in, he was like, you still got to let her come have the affair. And he was like, okay. So he would just come and then he would like.
Really?
Clean the sheets after. And his uncle would text and be like, she's coming today. And so Leland would just have to go away for like an hour or two when
oh,
she had an affair.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's
let her
so...
have her affair, you know? You but don't hear like, enough women having affairs.
But it's like, you know, you'd think a hotel, right? Like.
Well, you save money if you do it this way. Mm-hmm.
And it's more on the DL.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
You're like, you can only fuck in that corner.
I think maybe it was just, yeah, maybe it was just to save money than a hotel. Yeah. Imagine having an affair paying for a hotel. Plus you get caught.
In this city? Forget about it.
He said there was shit on the sheets one of the times.
Oh, Jesus.
They were doing wild shit.
They were doing.
So he didn't change the sheets?
He would just change them when he would come home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That like he needed to be leaving money for that. Like you need to.
Well, I guess the woman was the friend of, but I guess yeah. Maybe she had let his uncle do some wild stuff too. So maybe that's why.
Okay, that makes
maybe
more
sense.
Maybe
there was like a some. But here, you guys should plug yourselves because I've taken all up right. enough of your time. And apparently, you don't have a podcast, but you should
no,
have a podcast.
We should have one because that's the thing. It's like if you're, we should just make we start. We're making more content. So
yeah.
When is our podcast going to come out?
Whenever you want.
Can we use Katie's recording studio?
yeah, just come over. We'll make ourselves scarce. Just don't shit on the sheets.
I heard that's a service y'all provide, right? Yeah. And can we borrow the fleshlight?
No. That's
I think Derek's penis is bigger. I'm convinced now.
It's not. I got a little one. I will be at Cap City, the Red Room, December 8th and 9th. Which
I will
Friday,
be there,
Saturday.
Too.
Kate Robards will be featuring for me. She's going to steal the show. But yeah, come out. It's my first weekend headlining.
I love that.
Ever, yeah. And then listen to On the Gate podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. Me and Gio Perez.
And how do you pronounce your last name? Drescher?
Drescher, yeah.
Derek Drescher.
Like a nanny, like Fran Drescher.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And then Kate?
Yep.
Bobards? Is it Kate. Bobards?
Robards.
Robards. Oh my God, I got all confused.
Like
when
Hobards.
When he said it wrong earlier, then I convinced myself it was because you said B or instead of B. So yeah. Robards.
Yeah. Robards. I just say Robards because
okay.
It's the accent.
I was like, okay.
Tell them what you got going
on,
baby.
What you got going on?
What do I have going on? I'm like...
New York Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in New York Comedy Festival. One of the shows at the Stand.
November
Character
8th.
Select. November 8th.
Six o'clock.
6 o'clock.
See,
what
I
is that? What is
stuff.
That?
That's the day of your show.
November 8th at 6 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, my God, babe. Yeah, that'll be a really good one. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'll be in Austin with him. And we're going to line up some other shows in Houston.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, you guys should... I'm a secret group the weekend before, but you should talk
Hit
to secret
up
group.
In Houston?
Yeah. I use a guy called Ed, and he does, like, the promotion and stuff. And he takes a 10% fee or something. I don't know. He takes some sort of fee, but it's, like, whatever. He just does all... And I've been there. This is my third time going
out
there.
And he gets people there?
Yeah. And then, like... Oh, and then if you talk to Ian about going on Bye Guys before, the Bye Guys always... Every time I go on Bye Guys or Real Ass Podcast before I go out to Houston, mm-hmm. I'll be like, who's here from Bye Guys or Real Ass? And they're like, what?
Really?
So yeah, I feel like they're the really big Houston. I'll send you the guy's name, the Ed guy, because okay. I'm blanking on it. It's like Comedy Space or something. So yeah, so I'll be
Isn't
there
Texas
in December.
Great? Don't you love Houston?
Yeah, I mean, I go back. I feel like the audiences are great.
Let me know whenever you're there, because I could legit. There's a spot in Beaumont, Texas. This is like, this could be off the camera, but they're like, it's a huge theater. And they're like, if you want to do a show, you guys can keep the door, because they just want programming. Amazing. And it's about an hour away.
Yeah, let me know, because I'm trying to do more stuff when I go out in December. Will you send me that? Okay, we'll send infos. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then for the Patreon heads, I love you guys. And for the listeners, the video is on the Patreon. So Patreon, this will be up a week early for you guys. I'll put it up tonight. And for anybody who wants to sign up to the Patreon, it's /theshiftpodcast. It's really hard. There's too many S's in that. /theshiftpodcast. And pay what you want. Because people go on, they see, oh, $100. I'm not paying. And I'm like, no, that's just all I'm making. It's you pay 5 to 7. I need to change it. Because so many people have messaged me going, I'm not paying. I'm like, ugh. So yeah, it's pay what you want. And then rate, review, all that, and follow everybody. Did you guys give your Instagrams?
Derek Drescher.
Yeah. Yeah. Kate Robards.
Okay, great. Okay. Love yous. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.